You're listening to The John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor.
Good morning, good evening, whenever, wherever you may be listening from. I am John Vogel, and welcome into The John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor, the best place for you to start your podcast. This may be the longest episode ever in the history of The John Vogel Show. Some of you may have noticed, I certainly noticed in the place from the past week, that there has not been an episode yet this week, and it is now Wednesday. Happy Hump Day! Yeah! There is a reason for that, ladies and gentlemen. The last week has been insane from a college football and a sports standpoint. We've seen things that we never would have imagined ever seeing. We've seen things that just 5 years ago would have sounded ridiculous to say. But this is the world that we live in. This is what it's become. Everyone looking at how Twitter views it, pushing a certain agenda. Twitter rules sports. It rules many places in the world. It rules many companies. Everyone reacts and acts accordingly to how the Twitter crowd reacts. And it is something truly interesting to see. This is clearly, this is unlike anything we've ever seen before. And so the whole purpose of why I took a few days in silence on this podcast network, not silent on Twitter, but silent on this podcast network, is because I wanted the facts. I wanted to see it all happen. And there was nothing else really to discuss outside of this. So in case you didn't know, I doubt any of you listening don't know at this point, but let's go ahead and do a quick recap on what's happened in the last few days. First off, on Sunday night, it started coming out that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 were probably going to cancel their football seasons. They were gauging with other conferences to see how they felt. These players started speaking up. It started with Trevor Lawrence, the Clemson quarterback, stepping up into the limelight saying, "No, guys, we want to play." There was a media narrative that was being pushed that the players didn't want to play. Ironically, by the same people who pushed the players want to get paid. Pushing this agenda, pushing this narrative that the players were being forced by the terrible schools and administrations to play football. Trevor Lawrence came out and said, "No, that's not true. We want to play." And then Trevor Lawrence went into three tweets where he talked about just how unsafe it would be to send some of his teammates, a lot of college football players across the country, home. How there isn't COVID testing at their hometowns. There isn't social distancing. There isn't any methods that are being used to combat the virus. And it is safer for them to stay on campus. "Let's play football," he said. Hashtag, "We want to play." Justin Fields, the Ohio State quarterback, quickly joined in. And hundreds of college football players stepped up on Twitter with the hashtag, "We want to play." And it was something else to see the media react. And when I say the media, there are some people out there, I think, that have covered college football very well. And especially through this pandemic, Barrett Sally with CBS Sports. That's a great example of somebody who really can cover college football. There are several of what we use, a lot of us have used to described as Corona Bros. Dan Wolkin, Dennis Dodd, Darren Rovell. Several of those types of writers were pushing this narrative that college football players didn't want to play. And immediately, hundreds of college football players stepped up. Not just players. Now, mind you, the coaches started stepping up. Team president, school presidents started stepping up. Athletic directors, parents started writing letters. It was truly one of the most inspiring, one of the most incredible movements that I've seen go from nothing to something so quickly, ever, for anything. Because these college football players want to play. Then a report comes out on Monday that the Big Ten had gone ahead and voted 12-2 to cancel their season. The only two teams or schools that voted otherwise was Nebraska and Iowa. And now Jim Harbaugh, Michigan head coach, stepped up to say something. James Franklin, the Penn State head coach, stepped up to say something. Ryan Day, the Ohio State head coach, stepped up to say something. Well, if we're not going to play football in the Big Ten, we're going to play somewhere else. Then the reports start coming out. Well, we didn't vote on it yet. There was no vote. We're meeting tomorrow. And this is the narrative that's being driven. It's there is no clear directive with what's going on. Which is why I felt it was inappropriate to do a podcast episode on it. Yesterday, Tuesday, the Big Ten went ahead and announced that they were canceling their football season and they would try to pick it up in the spring. And followed quickly by the Pac-12. Let's talk about this a little bit. Let's talk about some of these people in college football media that push false narratives. Like Dan Wolkin, like Dennis Dodd. There's a bunch of them. Even the esteemed SEC hater, Danny Cannell, was annoyed with them. Mike Farrell from Rivals, annoyed with them. It was almost as if there was a battle between alt-left college football media and everyone else. You see, the question becomes, why did the Big Ten go ahead with this after almost everyone involved in their conference said no? Let's break this down into something that's a little bit more understandable. So right now, the premier conference in college football and the conference that has sort of set the standard for everyone else over the last 30 years is the SEC. The Big Ten has been gunning in an attempt to change that, to make them the standard. They want to be considered the number one conference. They consider themselves to be the number one conference, but in all reality, it is the SEC. The SEC continues to dominate the markets. And now even the ACC is making a push. Sports overall, not so much football, but sports overall on the Big Ten. The ACC network, the SEC network, both of those are doing much better than the Big Ten network. And the Big Ten doesn't like this at all. This was their attempt to set themselves as the number one standard. All right. This was their attempt to say, we are the number one conference in college football. People will do what we do. This was their attempt to say, we are progressive. And we are moving forward. The Pac-12 considers itself to be the most progressive conference. There is no doubt they are the most progressive conference in college football. They just wanted someone else to go through with it, and the Big Ten obliged. In fact, the Pac-12 said that yesterday. Larry Scott said that in the press conference. And that they were proud of the way that they handled this. Wait, you pissed off all the players in your conference. You have your conference players coming together in a hashtag, We Are United, trying to form a players association. And you're proud of the way that you're handling this. All right. I don't know what you're proud of. I don't see anything that I'd be very proud of. But this is the way that it is. You know, this is the way that things are viewed. This is the way people, they look at themselves in the mirror at night, I guess. Oh, what? We're doing pretty good. We're doing awesome. We're doing swell. All right. Intriguing. See, this was never about the players, okay? This whole media narrative that's being pushed by several college football writers, that the players aren't getting paid, they need to get paid something. Except players are getting paid, by the way. They are getting paid a lot, actually, by the way. I mean, last time I checked, college is fucking expensive. In college, puts normal people in debt. And normal people have to work a job through college to pay for it and still come out in debt because of the student loans. I mean, that was the last time I checked. And the last time I also checked, the average school was costs a student. Average FBS school, this is $30,000 a year in state. So I'm not sure where this whole narrative, and we're not even talking about all the other shit that they get. They get a monthly stipend. They got free healthcare available around the clock 24/7. They eat 4 or 5-star food every day. Javon Kinlaw can tell you all about that. He didn't know that was a thing until he got to South Carolina. And then he couldn't stop eating. He had to watch his weight. Because where he came from, where a lot of these kids come from, they didn't have a lot of food at all. And this is what people don't understand. When you go play college football, you're getting an opportunity. Really, the opportunity of a lifetime. Because the majority of college football players, they're not going to go play NFL. They're not going to go play pro. They're going to play for a few years in college and then continue on with their lives. College football offers them the opportunity to continue their studies for free, to get a degree and go do something with their lives. And if that's not enough for some people, you're never going to get enough. Like Dan Wolkin and Dennis Dodd. You're never going to get enough. And that's the thing with some of these guys. It's not just them. I could bring up a whole bunch of more names if I really wanted to start some bullshit. But there's a lot of people in sports media that are pushing this narrative that players don't get paid. And that's wrong. And that's not true in the slightest at all. Just like this narrative that they started to push, that the players don't want to play. Just like that narrative was not true. Players want to play. And there were a bunch of idiots that came in there and said, well, Trevor Lawrence, he just wants a big paycheck. No. Trevor Lawrence, by doing this, just solidified himself as the number one overall pick in the NFL draft 2021. Assuming he declares. Because the incredible leadership to step up and speak out, not just for himself, He has no reason to play. He's already being looked at as the number one overall pick. He's going to get a huge payday. But he stepped up and he spoke on behalf of all of his teammates and ultimately all of college football. And that's what's incredible about the way that Trevor Lawrence stepped up. It wasn't about him. He has no reason to play. If he was really concerned about his NFL career, he has no reason to play. He has nothing to lose. Nothing to gain, everything to lose. My bad. And that's what NFL teams want to see. Leadership, selflessness, a love of the game. That's Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence has earned my ultimate respect. I already kind of liked him. I don't like Clemson. I don't like that school at all. Honestly, that school, I do have a little bit of more respect for them after just the way that they've handled all of this and all stepped up together in unison. I have respect for a team that can do that. I have respect for Trevor Lawrence. But golly, there are so many people that try to push false news, false reporting to push their own political agenda, like Dan Mulkin, Dennis Dodd, Darren Rover. Nobody wants that. We want college football. There's absolutely no reason that those kids shouldn't be playing. Absolutely none whatsoever. And that's that. When we come back, we're going to pick this up, maybe get into a couple other topics, hopefully, because that would be nice. But continue on with college football, how much we need it, why it's important. This and more coming up on the John Vogel Show. Welcome back into the John Vogel Show. If you've not checked out my website, johnvogel.football, go check it out. I'm pretty good about getting content up for you guys just about every day. All kinds of different stuff. Stuff about the show. Get involved with the show. Submit stuff so we can talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. And let's get into the game, guys. Let's get into the game. All right? Check it out. johnvogel.football or johnvogelfootball.com. One or the other will get you there. Check it out today. All right. Donald Trump, President of the United States, tweeted his support of the hashtag We Want to Play movement. Retweeting Trevor Lawrence saying these kids have worked too hard to not get to play this year. And he does have a point. This is what a lot of the kids are saying this year. They've already been in camp, training, getting ready for 8 weeks. In fact, conferences started releasing schedules last week. And all of a sudden, these conferences are pulling back. And a lot of players are not happy about it in the slightest. Donald Trump went on also to tweet out a video, which about 30 seconds in length, quickly summarized all of the reasons why we should have college football, why it's important that they do play. Here's another one I haven't mentioned yet. That's one of these Corona Bro narrative pushers. That'd be Pat Ford. He's another one. Dennis Dodd, Dan Walken, Pat Ford. You're going to remember their names by the time I'm done with them. Darren Rovell. Karen Rovell. As many have been calling him as of late. But no, seriously, you've got to remember these names, because these are the names that you avoid. These are the names that you don't want to support in this industry. In fact, I think I took a couple screenshots
from a from Dan Walken. Let me see if I can't get those up here real quick. They were horrendously bad. I mean, anything that he says, pretty much for the most part, is horrendously bad. Here we go. Retweeted a random person saying, Dabo Sweeney said several times, it's not going to be any different in the spring. Walken says, Dabo also said, there's no doubt we would have full, we'd be playing in the fall with full stadiums. Those who talk with the most certainty about the virus tend to know the least. Dan Walken, it's worth remembering that one of the reasons college sports officials felt so confident earlier in the year about playing this fall was their hopeful calls with the White House about advancements in testing. Dan Walken taking shots, blaming this on the president, per usual. Took a screenshot from one of his stories, and it was a horrible story, by the way. I mean, unless you are an alt-left person, you were probably cheering it on, and you loved it. But if you're anyone with some common sense and understand college football in the slightest, it was bad. Definitely going to submit this paragraph on my resume for the commissioner of college football. If Dan Walken became commissioner of college football, God help us all. That's all I have to say about that. That will never happen. Retweets Kyle Griffin, who said Trump lies about COVID risks to athletes. They're not going to have a problem. You're not going to see people. Could there be? Could it happen? But I doubt it. You're not going to see people dying. Many people get it, and they have, like, kids. They get it. Dan Walken brought up Michael Ojo. So then Michael Ojo had COVID and died of a heart attack weeks later at 27. Related? It's unclear. But multiple college athletes are already having to miss seasons due to complications. And this is an incredibly misleading statement by Dan Walken, using the Michael Ojo story as some sort of scare tactic for COVID. That is grossly overblown. I'm gonna put it to you that way. You see, that's not the concern. Michael Ojo is a horrible, horrible example to pull up because, yes, he's 27. He played college football. He did not get COVID while playing college football. No college football player, so far, out of all of those that they tested positive and had all the fear porn mongering and everything else, weeks prior, not a single one of those players has died or been seriously hospitalized. And
truth of the matter, I'm trying to pull up Dennis Dodd as we go now too, because this is important. As you hear from the weasel's mouth himself, Dennis Dodd has lost 9,000 followers in the last day. The Big 12 presidents will allow 2016. Okay, that's news. Yeah, I don't have all this straight at the moment. I'm trying to get all this straight as we go. Dodd had some horrible tweets. I wonder if he's deleted them. All right, let's go to Pat Ford. I think he must have deleted him, but he's lost 9,000 followers in the last 24 hours since the last time I was on his page. Pat Ford works for Sports Illustrated. Oh, Dan Wetzel. There's another one, too, that you need to remember to avoid. Wetzel. Zesty was my adjective to describe talking about podcasts they were on. You could tell which guys were pushing against COVID and which ones were, you know, like pushing for the season and pushing against it by their reactions to Donald Trump tweeting what he did. That was how you could really tell. That was the common factor. But here's the deal is, college football needs to happen this year for many reasons. And these aren't selfish reasons. These are, it's one, best for the kids. Two, it's best for the economy. Three, they can play safely. Everyone knows it. In fact, the ACC and SEC medical directors have both come out saying, yeah, it's perfectly possible to have a safe and play a safe season. And yet, here we are. Two conferences canceling their seasons. You know the Big 12 is going to make a push for Nebraska. There's so many reasons to get Nebraska in the conference, and the only reason that they're in the Big 10 right now is because it is more money. If the Big 12 was able to pick up Nebraska and another school, that could bring them some money. Maybe Iowa. That would help that conference tremendously. Tremendously, let me tell you. Look, I think my point is, these guys, a lot of the media is pushing this false narrative. College football players don't want to play. And the players stood up and said, no, that's not true. We want to play. And all of them, all these players, all these media people that have been saying, listen to the kids, they want to get paid, blah, 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 flipped their tunes and said, the kids don't want to get, they don't listen to the kids. They don't know what they're talking about. And that's what's happened. That's exactly what has happened. It's crazy times that we live in, ladies and gentlemen. Crazy times. And there are more. There are more things to come. We'll see. We'll have to see how this college football thing plays out. But as of now, the Big Ten, the Pac-12 are all out. All of them. And that's where we stand. That's about all the time that we have for today. Tomorrow, we'll see what has happened. We'll get into it, maybe get into some other sports and discuss what's going down. But as of now, for now, ladies and gentlemen, have a great day. Have a great Wednesday. You're halfway through the week. Halfway through it. Be safe. God love you all. This is the John Vogel Show.